talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August, and the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, which is coming up April 30th through May 1st at the brand-new Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Pendergrass Moving Company. And we're very proud to have Pendergrass Moving Company on board as one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is happening on Saturday, April 30th, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And we'll be talking with Mandy Pendergrass with Pendergrass Moving Company in a moment. Also, James Martin with Coastal Elevators and Lifts. Also, then we'll be talking to Andrew McGauley and Corey Brumbelow with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. They're also a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And finally, we'll be talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Well, the Charleston's only open-air home show happens April 30th. Through May 1st. That's a Saturday and Sunday. Usually our shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the show on Daniel Island is just Saturday and Sunday. And it's free admission, free parking, and as I mentioned, it's Charleston's only open-air home show. And we do that this time of year. As you know, the weather is nice. You know, on a nice Saturday or Sunday, you don't feel like being cooped up inside. And about 5 years ago, we've been doing this show for 5 years, we approached the folks at, it was called the Family Circle Cup Tennis Center at the time, and asked them about renting the Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island for a home show. And we've been doing five very successful shows, home shows, out at Daniel Island, and this is our fifth year of doing it, doing an open-air home show. And all of the displays are located underneath the stadium seating at Volvo Car Stadium. It used to be called Family Circle Stadium. Just recently was renamed Volvo Car Stadium, and as you've probably heard, Volvo is building a new factory in Berkeley County. And so we're very happy to have Volvo Cars, Volvo, the manufacturer, here in the Lowcountry area. And you'll be hearing lots and lots more about Volvo over the next couple weeks as the Volvo Car Open takes place, which is the previously called the Family Circle Cup. Well, if you haven't been out to Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, it's a great facility. It's a great facility to watch tennis, they have a lot of really, really good concerts going on at the stadium, and we also have our home show coming up on Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st. And what we do is we have our vendors all A-list local contractors, and they set up their displays on the concourse of Volvo Car Stadium underneath the stadium seating, and everything is protected from the elements. So it's a rain or shine event. So definitely want to make plans to come out to Charleston's only open air home show on Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st. You get those cool breezes off the Wando River. It's just a really nice place to have a spring home show. And lots of stuff going on too. Lots of reasons to attend. First of all, it's free admission and free parking, and so no reason why you wouldn't want to stop by. Everybody this time of year has a project around the house, and so why not attend the Charleston's only open air home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And make contact. A lot of times people aren't 100% sure how to start the process. They know they want some changes to their home, but they're not really sure how to proceed. And so you can come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island and make contact. We've got almost 100 local A-list vendors that will be set up, and they are literally picking up their showrooms and bringing them to Volvo Car Stadium for the weekend to set up and answer questions, offer expert advice, and help you jumpstart your project, whatever that project may be. A couple other really good things going on. We're going to be giving away a $5,400 Dream Garage makeover, and we've partnered with Monkey Bars Garage Storage Systems and also Carolina Floor Specialists. Monkey Bars Garage Storage Systems, if you've ever seen those, they're kind of modular storage systems that are installed in your garage and help you keep your garage organized. Carolina Flooring Specialist, the garage floor company, they have that floor coating that they're going to put down on the winner's garage floor. And everybody's car seems to leak oil at one time or another, it just beads up. It doesn't sink into the concrete or anything like that, and you just wipe it away. It's very, very easy to clean. And then also we've partnered with Jennifer Truesdale. She's a professional organizer with Straighten Up Professional Organizing, and she's going to be helping out the winner as well. And so it's a great package. It's worth $5,400, and you basically just have to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island and fill out a registration form. No purchase necessary, and then we're going to pull a local winner. We always have local winners at our home shows, and that's important to note, because sometimes people think, I'm never going to win. I've never won a contest, and we always have local winners, and we always announce those local winners. This at our January home show, we had 9 different local winners, and we announced those on our radio show. And so definitely want to sign up for that Dream Garage makeover. Also, we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour taking place, and this is our 5th year of doing this as well. And basically what we're doing is we have partnered with local custom builders and architects, and we've arranged to have 6 different homes, private residences on Daniel Island, that will be opening their doors to the public on Saturday, April 30th from 1 to 5 p.m. And anybody who is either in the process of building or remodeling a home, or is planning to build or remodel a home in the future, a home tour is just such a great way to find inspiration and to get ideas, and sometimes you might even be shopping for a builder or an architect. And all of the builders and architects that were responsible for these 6 private residences that will be open to the public, they will be on site. They'll be able to answer your questions and talk to you about your project and so forth. So six private residences on Daniel Island, and Pendergrass Moving Company, this is the first year we've done that. They're going to have their a moving van, a passenger van, I should say, that will be used as a shuttle. They'll be taking folks around to the different houses, and so it's self-guided. You can either park your car at Volvo Car Stadium and jump on the shuttle, the Pendergrass shuttle, or you can just drive to each home yourself. But get more information at DanielIslandHomeShow.com. That's DanielIslandHomeShow.com, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Pendergrass Moving Company in North Charleston, and we're very proud to have Pendergrass Moving Company as one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour happening Saturday, April 30th, as part of the open air home show on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Mandy Pendergrass with Pendergrass Moving Company. How you doing, Mandy?
Fine, thank you.
Mandy, take a moment and tell everybody about Pendergrass Moving Company.
Pendergrass Moving Company is a local company here in the Charleston area. We offer full service moving, climate controlled storage. We can take care of all of your moving needs, from packing to labor to full service moving.
Gotcha. And you may have seen Pendergrass Moving Company at displaying at one of our three home shows that Charleston Home and Design Magazine organizes. And we're really, really happy to have Pendergrass Moving Company as one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And that's happening on Saturday, April 30th from 1 to 5 p.m. And it's a self-guided tour. But this year, Pendergrass Moving Company has stepped up, and they are going to be providing one of their vans, passenger vans, to shuttle people who've bought a ticket for the tour around Daniel Island. So if you plan to attend the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, you can either drive your car or you can just hop on the Pendergrass Moving Company shuttle van and leave the driving to them. So thank you very much, Mandy, for having Pendergrass step up for that.
Our pleasure. We're glad to move you all from home to home.
There you go. Mandy, Pendergrass Moving Company is a local company. Does Pendergrass Moving Company move people just in Charleston, or do you move people out of town as well?
We are local in the Tri-County area, and we also service long distance as well. Mm-hmm. So we can certainly help you with all of those needs.
And tell me about you mentioned that you're a mom and pop company. Tell me about that a little bit.
My husband Mark and I own the company, and we see to the daily operations. When you contact us, you're going to get one of our team members, and we are heavily involved in the daily operations. So we are right here on site. We are on your move. We are behind the scenes taking care of your move, and you're not running up a ladder trying to find someone to help you. We're right here for you.
Gotcha. Talk about the process of hiring a moving company, because it might not be one of those things that are on the top of somebody's mind, but when someone does decide to make a move, they're going to have to decide on what moving company to call. Are there certain questions that you would recommend homeowners ask a moving company?
First, you want to make sure the moving company is regulated and that they are following the regulations by the state of South Carolina. So you want to make sure that they have taken all the precautions of gone through that process, and we are fully licensed. We abide by all the state rules. There are a lot of moving companies that do not out there, so just please be aware of that, because most of those companies are not fully insured, and there's nothing that anyone can help you with at that point.
What happens if someone just, you know, knows a guy and they ask that guy to maybe bring a couple of friends over and help with the move, and you know, God forbid something happened, but you know, maybe somebody pulls a back, or there's a problem, Maybe they drop something valuable. What could happen to the homeowner? What kind of recourse does the homeowner have?
In that scenario, the homeowner probably does not have any recourse. If they are, your friend, you've probably ruined a friendship. But if they are someone you've just hired randomly, they're not properly insured. So it's going to be tough to take care of that scenario.
And I've always heard Pendergrass Moving Company, of course, you folks have workers' comp and insurance, all the proper insurance. If somebody does get hurt on your property, that person could turn around and have some legal recourse against that homeowner, I would imagine. Talk about the process when a customer calls Pendergrass Moving Company. You mentioned before the interview started that Mark usually goes out and talks with the homeowner. What's the process that Mark goes through when they're looking at a person's move?
Mark will come out, do a free estimate, and when he's there, he takes a look at the logistics of the move. He's been doing this 19 years, so he is very versed in the industry and what it takes to actually get the job done properly. Takes in account stairs, the logistics of the furniture and where it's placed in the home, how to get it out properly, and the time that it would take to do that. He is very accurate in preparing for your move and helping you plan the logistics and plan for your move day.
Some moving companies or some customers want the moving company to pack up everything, including maybe the items that are in your drawers in your bedroom, let's say. Some customers might want to do the packing themselves. How does that work for Pendergrass?
We offer full services. We can do as much or as little as you need. We can do a full service packing, which means that it's turnkey. We come in, you don't have to do anything. We take care of it all for you. Or you're welcome to pack those things that you feel comfortable taking care of yourself. Some customers have us come in and just do kitchen and dining room, the china, any breakables and art, things like that, so that it's done professionally. Mm-hmm. But we can do as much or as little as you need.
How does Pendergrass determine the pricing on a particular move? Is it done by the room or the distance or?
Local moving is done by the hour. Mm-hmm. Boxing and packing is charged by the box. All of the rates are regulated by the state, so you want to make sure that you're using a licensed moving company that follows their regulations, and it keeps everything fair within the industry.
Mm-hmm. And how many movers would a homeowner see show up for a typical move?
A typical move, granted there's many variables that go into everyone's move, but a typical move you're going to need anywhere from 3 to 6. Mm-hmm. And again, it depends on the logistics, and that's something that Mark can easily determine what would be most efficient and how many men and how long it would take in order to get you to the most efficient cost for your move.
You know, and if you don't mind, I'm going to just take a second and throw a quick plug to Pendergrass Moving Company. We, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, hired Pendergrass Moving Company to assist the vendors in their move-in at the brand new Gelliard Center at our home show that we just had back in January. And it was the first time that we had been to the new Gelliard. And we just wanted to ensure that the vendors had a good experience and didn't get caught in traffic or anything like that. And I have to say, your staff, the movers that you folks employ, are so friendly. I mean, I know what I'm like after moving some furniture around, or if I've helped somebody, I'm tired, I get grumpy. I mean, your guys do this for a living day in and day out, and they were just so friendly and happy and accommodating. That's one of the things that really impressed me.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Our team does strive to make it a stress-free process. It is tough to do that all day, day in, day out. It's hot outside. It's cold outside. It's raining. It's windy or whatever. They have to take care of you no matter what the circumstances are. And we have a great team. We take great pride in vetting all of our employees. We hand select them, we background check them, and do drug and alcohol screening. So we take great pride in our team, and we're glad that that shows.
You mentioned a term before we started the interview. What is the white glove service that Pendergrass Moving Company provides their customers?
We like to take care of our customers in the respect that we would like for someone to take care of us. And that means taking care of the customers, ensuring that their move has gone smoothly, stress-free, offering their estimate and discussing the logistics of their move to help best prepare them so that there are no surprises on the back end of their move. We're not one that comes in and says, your move's going to take 4 hours, and then it ends up taking 8 hours. We're not looking to do that. We're looking to be honest with you up front and throughout the entire process. We know that moving is very stressful, and we strive to take that element out of this process for you.
And Mandy, you mentioned that Pendergrass Moving Company has some storage options for your customers.
We certainly do. We offer climate-controlled storage, so we can be a one-stop shop for you during that process, so you don't have to contact multiple agencies or multiple companies to have things done. We can take care of the whole process for you.
And why is that important to have climate-controlled storage versus, you know, storage that is not heated or cooled?
Well, Charleston, humidity is just unbearable, and we deal with a lot of antiques and fine furnishings, and you want to make sure that they're properly stored with the humidity controlled and the temperature controlled to ensure that they are well taken care of during that process so that when they arrive back in your home, they are just as you left them in the first move.
Well, how can folks get more information about Pendergrass Moving Company?
You can reach out to us at 843-971-0919. You can check out our website at pendergrassmovingcompany.com, and we're on all the social media sites, so you can check us out there as well. And we have a lot of our reviews, our raw reviews are on our Facebook page, so you can check out what folks are saying about us.
Good deal. And look for the Pendergrass Moving Company shuttle van that'll be taking people around the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour on Saturday, April 30th. And if you want more information on that, you can go to danielislandhomeshow.com. That's danielislandhomeshow.com. We've been talking with Mandy Pendergrass with Pendergrass Moving Company. Thanks so much, Mandy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Pendergrass Moving Company in North Charleston. And we're very proud to have Pendergrass Moving Company as one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour taking place on Saturday, April 30th, where you'll be able to see six private residences on Daniel Island. And Pendergrass Moving Company will be providing a shuttle van to take folks around if you decide you want to leave the driving to Pendergrass. And now we're talking with James Martin with Coastal Elevator. How you doing, James?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Coastal Elevator.
Coastal Elevator is a locally owned company. Allison Williams owns it. Her daughter Jennifer works in the office and runs the front office, and her son Michael is the company sales rep in the field. He meets with the contractors and or homeowners and shows them the best way to lay out the hoistway and then gives them idea designs for the elevator.
You know, about 20 years ago or so, right as I moved to Charleston, I rented some friends and I rented a house on Isle of Palms, and it had an elevator, and everybody thought that was such a novel thing, you know, to have an elevator inside a house. At the time, it just seemed like elevators were not for everybody. They were just kind of for rich people. Are elevators affordable?
Elevators are affordable for anybody now. It's looking at $17,000 for a two-stop. Two-stop means it goes from the ground floor to the first living floor. And that's for your basic setup. It's a birch cab. It's called a designer. Designer means you design it how you want afterwards. You can leave it natural. You can stain it, paint it, trim it out, whatever you want to do with it. And that comes with all your brass hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, you're looking at $17,000 for your two-stop unit.
Nice. And so that goes from the ground level up to the first floor. And does the price double if you want to want the elevator to go to this to the second floor as well?
As you change the amount of floors that you add to it, naturally we have a price increase because we've got to have more rail, longer travel cable, we have to have more locks, push buttons, and an extensive amount more labor to install it.
But it doesn't double in price, though?
No, I don't think it would double, no.
Gotcha. Yeah, it would just a little bit more for it to go to another floor. Does Coastal Elevator have customers who are already in an existing house and they want to try to retrofit an elevator onto an existing house?
We have many customers that do that in the past and are doing it right now as we speak. We can build a hoistway. When I say we, I mean others, can build a hoistway outside the house or can be built somewhere inside the house.
What's a hoistway?
Hoistway is the compartment that the elevator will ride inside of.
The elevator shaft? Okay. Yes. I gotcha. And that can be built, retrofitted onto the exterior of a house or?
It can be done on the exterior or it can be done strictly interior.
Gotcha.
Meaning you have to cut out floors, build walls to build the shaft or the hoistway.
Mm-hmm. I would guess that a lot of with the new flood insurance rules and so forth, a lot of people are forced to elevate their homes more than they have in the past. And I would guess that a lot of those elevated homes, people are going to opt to have an elevator installed in those. Is that what you're seeing too?
I'm seeing a lot of that. People are, as they build the houses taller to get into and make it easier to move in, move about, resale value, and most important thing is age in place, have the elevator in the house. If somebody builds a house or buys one at a younger age, as they get older, if they can't climb the stairs efficiently, it's nice to have the elevator and remain in that home.
Does an elevator add value to a home? And I guess I say that because In the past, I remember somebody telling me that a swimming pool doesn't add value, even though most people love swimming pools. But I guess swimming pool is not for everybody. But does an elevator typically add value to a home?
Oh, definitely. It will definitely add value to the house. And I'll revert back to my same answers for move in, moving about, in the event somebody gets injured, such as their leg and they can't climb the stairs as well. Have an elderly or handicapped guest over, and once again, aging in place. So it definitely adds value to the house.
Yeah, I would guess that when you put your house up for sale, you know, you're kind of competing with your neighbors as far as that, you know, what a house that they might have up for sale. And, you know, if somebody has an elevator and is thinking about making this their forever home, that might be the determining factor versus a house that does not have an elevator.
Absolutely.
What advice do you have for someone who is building a home and wants to install an elevator later after the construction is finished?
If you're going to do an elevator after construction, during the construction phase, pick out where you want to put it at in the house, and at that point in time you want to stack closets, one closet above the other. Therefore, later on in the future, we can come back and cut the floors out. That, mm-hmm. in turn, creates the hoistway. Also, during the construction, while pouring the concrete, you want to go ahead and develop the pit. The pit is the area below the cab. So when the car comes to the ground floor, we need a minimum of 8 inches of depth below floor level so that the components holding the elevator can go down without hitting the floor.
Hmm. So someone that's building could contact Coastal Elevator and try to get some specs on the what the size of the elevator shaft should be and the other things regarding the foundation that you just mentioned?
Absolutely. We can arrange to meet with them to show them as far as how to do the layout for the backboards. The backboards is what the rails would attach to. Recommend putting that in. Go ahead and pull your power for the elevator as well as the phone line to the attic and or equipment room where mm-hmm. you choose to put it at. That way all that's in place. It costs you a little bit of money up front, but it's cheaper in the long run instead of doing it afterwards.
Yeah, and I would think that again would be a selling point. Even if you don't end up putting in and installing that elevator, when you put your house up for sale, you'd be able to say to a prospective buyer, it's prepped. It has an elevator shaft. It's ready. All you have to do is install an elevator at some point. Versus, if they're adding an elevator onto, say, the exterior of the house, then there's, you know, you're not going to want that to stick out like a sore thumb. You want it to be seamless so that it doesn't appear as though it was an afterthought, right?
Correct.
Good deal. What brands of elevators does Coastal Elevator and Lift sell?
The ones we sell is called Walpaca. It's made in Appleton, Wisconsin. That's a 1,000-pound lifting capacity hydraulic and a 1,000-pound lifting capacity cable unit, and it can go as little as 500 pound. We also sell Concord Severia out of Canada. They do strictly hydraulic units. We sell platform lifts, Stirling stair lifts. That's the chair that will ride up a rail up the stairs. We do straight rails. We also do curved rails so it can come up, turn the corner, and continue traveling.
Gotcha. What's the difference between a cable-driven elevator and a hydraulic lift elevator?
A cable-driven elevator is a forward and reversing winch that would in turn raise and lower the cab. A hydraulic elevator is a hydraulic piston that lifts the cab, so it's hydraulic elevator cable assisted. So as the piston moves upward, it in turn is pulling a series of cables across a pulley to lift it.
Which is lower maintenance, a cable driven elevator or a hydraulic lift elevator?
A cable driven is less cost than maintenance.
Gotcha.
For the hydraulic, it has a battery backup, and from time to time you'll have to replace the battery in it. Whereas the cable-driven elevators, you can have the option to have it with or without the battery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned a couple of those products. What other lift products does Coastal Elevator help homeowners with?
We also deal with dumbwaiters. We do dumbwaiters for commercial and residential.
Have you ever seen that? I think it's a commercial for a travel website, and where it shows the homeowner that's going up a stair lift with the kind of displacing the grandmother from using that stair lift. It's pretty funny.
Yes, I know what you're talking about there.
It's hilarious. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Coastal Elevator and Lifts.
To get more information, I don't have our website address, but we're right on Johns Island at 3515 Meeks Farm Road.
Mm-hmm.
In our display room, we have two fully functional elevators, one of them being the hydraulic unit, 1,000-pound lifting capacity, the second one being the 1,000-pound lifting capacity cable-driven elevator. And we have the selection of all the types of material that you can use to build it from basic birch all the way up to hickory, oak, walnut. We've got a selection of the gates from the standard chalk gate all the way up to the Lexan finish.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the choice of locks. And pretty much everything that you want to look at as far as display-wise, we have it there at the office.
That's great. That's great. And these are two working elevators at Coastal Elevator and Lifts?
Two fully functional elevators. They go about 25 feet high, so you get the full effect of the total ride.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And, you know, if most people don't remember a website when they're going to search, they just search the name Coastal Elevator and Lifts, and your website will come up right there. Well, we've been talking with James Martin with Coastal Elevators and Lifts. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Pendergrass Moving Company in North Charleston. And we're very proud to have Pendergrass Moving Company as one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour taking place on Saturday, April 30th from 1 to 5 p.m., and Pendergrass Moving Company will be providing a shuttle for folks that are that buy tickets for the tour. And now we're talking with Andrew McGauley and Corey Brumbelow with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you guys doing?
Doing very well.
Doing good, thanks.
Good. Corey and Andrew, take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
Okay, so we're located in between Trident Tech and Hilltire up in North Charleston. So our physical address is 7110 Rivers Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been there for about 2 years now, and great location, easy to get to, and we have a great showroom there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're part of the Southern Industries,
mm-hmm.
And so there's quite a few of us around, and I'll let Corey kind of explain how we came to be.
Yeah, so we did start out as a company called Southern Siding in the 60s. Over the years, we've really evolved into a remodeling company that, of course, focuses on maintenance-free products and energy-efficient ones. We do have 15 offices here in the Southeast, including our home base in Augusta, Georgia. And, yeah, I mean, we do a lot of jobs down here. I think we've done a little over 45,000. We have 45,000 customers. We've done over 60,000 jobs for those folks. So we are real big on homeowners having us out more than once, not just kind of doing one job for you.
Gotcha. Ultimate Guard by Southern, you folks have been in Charleston. You've been around since the 60s, but you've been in Charleston for about a year now. Tell our listeners the different places around the house that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern can help them, because it's not just you folks have got more products and services than just helping people with their gutters, correct?
Right. So first and foremost, we do gutters. That's in our name. So we do gutters, siding, windows. We also deal with E-Shield, which helps in your attic, help keeping the attic cooler so you guys have better heating bills and then cooling bills. And then also we just started and launched into helping everyone out with their wet area, dealing with their baths. Mm-hmm. So we just started doing that, and it's been really, really good and working well for a lot of people here in Charleston.
All right. Well, let's talk for a second about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, the gutters themselves. What makes these the Ultimate Gutter Guards unique?
Well, really the thought behind the gutter guard system itself is it was really engineered after all previous gutter systems that were out there that failed, and they really kind of tackled that by it's a system that is fascia mounted. It's a self-flushing system. It is seamless, and not only does it look good on the home, but it also protects the fascia board back behind it, which is a lot different than other systems.
Mm-hmm. Do the Ultimate Gutter Guard system, does it differ from like a normal open trough type gutter?
Correct. Yes. So it is actually a two-piece system. It is a patented design. It's exclusive to us. It does differ in a couple different ways. It has a higher backsplash than your traditional gutter system, as well as the contoured hood that gives us the surface tension for the water to actually make it into the gutter. It is a larger as well than your traditional gutter system. As well as, parts like our corners, they are custom made. They're not prefabbed like you would traditionally get.
Gotcha. How often will a homeowner have to get up on a ladder to clean the Ultimate Gutter Guard gutters?
That's a great question. Never. So it is backed by a lifetime no clog warranty. Maintenance is pretty much obsolete with the gutter systems.
So it's not a mesh that goes over the gutters that could trap pine straw and leaves and debris and stuff like that?
Correct. Yeah. We've installed a little over 22,000 of these systems here in the Southeast over our years. And it's not a mesh system. It's not a screen or anything like that. It is a metal topped system. And it's different than, your helmets and toppers that go underneath shingles and things like that. So it's kind of like an all-inclusive custom system for your home.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess the nice thing is once you get these Ultimate Gutter Guard gutters put up, that's one less thing that you ever have to worry about. It's really a no-maintenance type system then.
Right.
Correct, yeah. You can put the ladder and use it for something else, for
right.
sure.
And that's something every homeowner is looking to do as little maintenance around the house as possible with, and still they want their, they want the upkeep of their house to be at top notch as well.
Without a doubt, yeah, definitely.
Good deal. So Ultimate Gutter Guard, you folks can help homeowners with these with these particular gutters that will assist homeowners. They'll never have to climb a ladder again to clean those gutters out. Talk about inside the house. You mentioned wet solutions, meaning things remodeling in the bathroom. Talk about Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern and what you folks can help homeowners with there.
Okay, so Ultimate Bath Solution is really just an umbrella of our company. And it's just a little bit different, but we like to help people in the wet area. So what that means is kind of a tub to shower conversion, and we just will go in and help people design what they want. And I'll let Corey kind of explain a little bit more about kind of what he does.
Yeah, so, you know, down here in the Charleston area, of course, the tub to shower conversions have been very, very popular. As far as what we do, really we come out and assess what you have. Everything is custom made for what you want, all right? So it's nothing. It's not prefabricated, you know, materials or anything. So the whole process is we come in, you know, kind of ask you what you're looking for, what you'd like to accomplish. We take our measurements, and then we actually build a bathroom with you in your home by using our tangible color chips, as well as we do have a computer system that actually helps with a visual aid there. So everything from accessories to doors to really whatever you're looking for, we can definitely help you with that.
So somebody's got a is living in an older house, maybe built in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Their bathtub and surround has got maybe a dated looking tile. It might have a lot of mold and mildew. And will Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern, will you be tearing out all of that tile, or what will Ultimate Bath Solutions be doing?
It's kind of case specific. I mean, it depends on what you have up there and what kind of condition it is in. You know, as far as we do upgrade all of the plumbing while we're in the house, so of course we're going to have to take tile out there. You know, it really depends on what you have in your home and what you're really looking to do, you know, as far as the demo process. But, yes, that is all included from the pan all the way to the ceiling.
What's the what kind of a material, if you're doing like a tub-to-shower conversion, what kind of material does Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern use?
So if you're talking about our walk-in tubs, our walk-in tubs, they are made out of a marine-grade fiberglass with also three coats of the gel coating on top of it. Now, when you get into our tubs and showers and things like that, we do use a 100% pure virgin acrylic as far as our systems, which is great, you know, from a maintenance-free aspect as well as a beautiful look.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. What's the silver shield that homeowners can look forward to having in an Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern tub-to-shower conversion?
The silver shield, it's a great system that we have inside of our acrylic. It's actually silver ions that are infused into the acrylic, which does make the surface mold and mildew resistant. So, you know, just like our gutters and just like everything else that we do, the maintenance is pretty much obsolete.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of time frame would a homeowner expect if they hire Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern?
Well, of course, after we consult and get exactly what you want going into your house, we do have to make everything. So, you know, that does take a little bit of time. But, you know, the beauty of our installations is we do, you know, once we get everything in, schedule it with you. Typically, we see anywhere from about a day to a day and a half install. You know, mm-hmm. You don't ever really know what you're going to find when you get back behind a bathroom. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so we always like to say maybe a day and a half. But most of them come out to be about a full day's work for sure.
So after you come out to a homeowner's place and you take a look at the bathroom and what the homeowner wants done, how long will they have to wait to actually get a price quote from Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern?
We give it to them right on the spot. So there is no, you know, going to you know, an office or, you know, a store and picking out stuff, we bring the store pretty much to you, design what you're looking for, and we can give you a price while we're there.
Gotcha. And then just briefly, because we're almost out of time, but you folks can also help homeowners if they had any siding needs and also if they needed any replacement windows. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we do pretty much everything but build you the house. We're real big on upgrading and updating, you know, what you currently have, which is great for the Charleston area because you do have, you know, a lot of older homes, you know, that where the homeowners, they're looking to make it maintenance free or, you know, spruce things up. So, mm-hmm. Yes, definitely we can help you with just about everything.
Good deal. And I loved how you put it, put this at the beginning of the interview. You said that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, you folks provide maintenance-free products. And it sounds like all of these different items are really going to help a homeowner's life, make their lives easier.
Well, yeah, we like to improve the beauty of their house, add some more value to it, of course, and then make it so they don't have to think about their house. Mm-hmm. Once they upgrade it.
How can folks get more information about before we get to that, tell our listeners about the Ugly Gutter Contest that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern is having.
Okay, so this is going to be a great contest. So what we want everyone to do is to go to our Facebook page. So you go to Facebook, and it's Gutters Charleston. And then we want you to post your ugly gutters mm-hmm. on there. And then what we're going to do, because we'll run this contest all the way to the end of the home show, and we'll pick two finalists, and then we'll have you guys vote of who has the ugliest gutters in Charleston, and then they will be the winner, and we will come out and put a gutter system on their house for them.
Wow. Absolutely free?
Absolutely free.
That's great. That's great. Well, definitely come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. It's Charleston's only open-air home show, Saturday, April 30th and May 1st. And by the way, Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. So thanks so much to Ultimate Gutter Guard for that. And how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
So a few different ways. You can go to our Facebook page, so Facebook Gutters Charleston. You can go to our webpage, which is gutterscharleston.com, or you can just give us a call, 843-405-1158. And that's our main office, and we can get you to the right person so we can come out and see what we can do for you.
And the physical location for Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
We're at 7110 Rivers Avenue, and it's in between Trident Tech and Hill Tire.
Good deal. Right before Ashley Phosphate Road, right?
That is correct.
Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Corey Brumbelow and also Andrew McGauley with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. And once again, thanks to Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open air home show, happening Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company. We've been in business here in town for about 15 years. Our current ownership has owned it for three. We are, you know, the best out there. We give the highest quality fixtures, and we love what we do.
What does Outdoor Lighting Perspectives do?
We install the best lighting, low voltage LED lighting systems in Charleston. You know, if you're looking to highlight your home or accent some trees, even a commercial property, we are the people to call to get that going, to make it look beautiful for you.
Gotcha. So some houses you drive by in the evening and they've got they've got some really nice exterior lighting, up lighting on the trees, really adds a dramatic look to the house. Other houses have no lighting at all. What do you say to those folks that don't have any kind of any kind of landscape lighting?
You know, it's not just about the accenting of that. You know, it's a safety aspect too. You know, you always it always these systems. It looks like somebody's home. So it's a combination of things. You know, the beauty of accent lighting, but also the safety a customer would have. You know, knowing that these systems always come on. You know, they're on timer, so it always looks like somebody's home. So having that security to know that you know they're not being targeted. You know, if somebody was looking to do something, but you know, it's also the added benefit of making these houses look beautiful.
That dark house may be more attractive to a burglar than one that's
lit up because well it looks like somebody's home. You know, right. It looks like you know, hey, you know, I'm not gonna mess with that because you know somebody might be there or might be home. They are attracted to darkness. That's what they're looking for.
Everybody is looking to, you know, save money these days. Some folks might say, well, I don't want to pay my power company any more than I have to. You know, it seems like, lighting for the outdoors is not really a necessity. Is it expensive to run a system?
Absolutely not. And that's the great thing about these low voltage systems. You know, we tap into your 110 system with just a regular receptacle plug-in. It converts that 110 down to 12 volts. And because all our systems are LED, it's very energy efficient. You can run these systems day in, day or night in, night out, excuse me, and you might see a dollar increase in your power bill a month. You know, very energy efficient. Plus, you're going to save some more money on the back end, being that you don't have to run your motion lights or your under sconce lights or your under porch lights, anything like that. So you're going to make some more money back with the energy savings, you know, by running these systems.
Homeowners are very visual people. Sometimes they're a little bit challenged. If you sit down with them with a piece of paper, has a plan on it, they're not going to be able to conceptualize exactly how an outdoor lighting perspective system is actually going to work in action. How do you show or demonstrate to homeowners how a system might look in their house?
That's a great question, and that's what takes us a cut above any of your average landscaper that does these systems or other lighting companies. We come out, you know, if the customer wants, we will set up a complete demo of what they're looking for, whether it's lighting the trees, the walkways, the pathways, and actually show them, one, the quality of the fixtures we use, what kind of fixtures we use, but also how the houses or, again, the landscaping would look lit up at night. So it definitely sets us above most average companies.
So it's not you're not just operating 9 to 5, you're coming out after hours?
Yeah, that's my wife hates it, but that's the bad part about being a lighting guy. You got to see it at night, which, you know, that's what we do. We get these systems installed, and then I'm coming back out at night to take a look, make sure a customer's happy, make sure it looks exactly how it's supposed to. So they're you know, they love it.
Technology, you know, it sounds great. It's supposed to make your life easier, but sometimes it actually complicates things if the technology's not working correctly. What kinds of warranties or customer service does Outdoor Lighting Perspectives offer?
Well, that's another thing that sets us apart. We are a full service company. We install, warranty, and service everything. So if a customer has a problem with the system, we want you to call us. You know, we usually have about a 24-hour turnaround. We get out there and make sure it's working like it's supposed to. You know, if whether it's a bulb out, timer's bad, wire gets cut, anything that might happen to the system, if you're under warranty, we're going to come out and fix it absolutely free, you know, because we want these systems working day in, day out, and want you happy with the system.
How long does the warranty usually last?
So with a brand new LED install, we give 2 years warranty on the bulbs themselves. The fixtures, the wire, the transformer is guaranteed for life. Any kind of manufacturer defect will come back and replace for free. After 2 years, we do a yearly service based on how many fixtures you have. And as long as you're doing that yearly service, we guarantee the whole system for life. Bulb, fixture, wire, transformer, everything.
What's a frequently asked question you get from your customers at Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You know, is this your average Lowe system, or what? How does this compare to a Lowe system? You know,
you're talking about the big box stores,
right? The big box stores. You know, They do good at quantity. They're not good with quality. You know, most stuff you get from Lowe's or even some home supply store or landscape supply stores, they're cast aluminum plastic fixtures. You know, the stuff that with this sea air is really going to break down over time. You know, within 5 years, you'll be replacing it. We only use the highest quality fixtures, which are copper and brass, stuff that lasts a lifetime in this sea air, stuff that we give a lifetime guarantee on.
You know, I see those wireless lights that I guess are solar powered. They've got the little solar things top. And what do you say to those?
Man, I can't tell you. If I had a garage to throw everyone I've ever replaced in, it would probably fill Fort Knox. I mean, they're good for you know, little accent lighting if you want a little light. But again, they're plastic. The technology of solar isn't there to really, you know, complement or even power such a system as we've got, but it's good for a cheap, quick fix. Mm-hmm. The best I can tell you.
Sounds like you've experienced a lot of customers at Outdoor Lighting Perspectives who have had disposable outdoor lighting systems. Then is that what you're saying?
Basically, I mean, you know, the good do-it-yourselfer, he'll run the Lowe's, he'll see something he likes, he'll put it in. And you know, typically it'll work 3 to 6 months, and then he's either replacing it or he's calling a professional. And mm-hmm. You know, when you call a professional like us, we're going to come in and do it right. That way, you never have to worry about it again.
How long will an outdoor lighting perspective system last?
Well, we've been in business here in Charleston 15 years. Our company has. And I am servicing systems that are 15 years old. And the great thing about the new technology with LED, when you have an existing system, you know, typically it's just you're just basically changing the bulb out, and you almost have a brand new fixture, you know, depending on the quality of the fixture. Again, if it's one of ours, you know, like I said, I've been servicing 15 ones that are 15 years old. So they last forever. That's why we give those guarantees.
Good deal. What's what happens when the landscape guy comes by with the lawnmower and knocks a fixture out of place or cuts a line or something like that?
You know, typically that falls underneath the warranty program. If you're under warranty, you know, we'll come out, take care of it. You know, whether we have to re-straighten the fixture, move it, you know, fix the cut wire. I mean, that's just what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of the warranty package.
Good deal.
And more often than not, it happens more than you think.
Yeah, I'm sure. What's an average system cost?
You know, I would say our average system is probably about 10 lights. You know, installed now, LED, you're looking about $2,400. You know, it's not over the top, but it's not, you know, on the cheap end either. I mean, this is a system that you're going to have year in, year out for the rest of your life.
Right.
You don't have to worry about.
And then tell me again how much it might cost on average to operate.
You might, if you ran these things dust till dawn, or dawn to dusk. No, dust to dawn. Dust to dawn. I had to think about it. It's daytime now. Dust to dawn, you might spend $1 extra a month. So you're looking about $12 a month to run these systems. And even for customers out there or people that have lighting systems that do run them dust to dawn but don't have LED, you got to think about this. You probably are spending $5 to $10 a month running that system. You upgrade to LED, you're going to cut your cost from that $120 a year down to $12. And that's a big savings over a couple of years.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And the timer, you know, when we have when the time changes in the spring and fall and the days get longer, you don't like your system to run when it's daylight out. Is it easy to operate the timer?
Well, here's the great thing. Another cut above, you know, than your average landscaper. You know, we have daylight savings time timers, and what that means is the timers I use, and I've been using for almost 3 years now, I put in day's date and knows what time dusk is. It adjusts itself for dusk every night, does the time change yearly, and it's got a 10-day battery backup, so your program never goes away. So if the power goes out here in Charleston, the timer will keep your on times, keep your off times, keep the time, so you never have to worry about it.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can look me up at charleston.outdoorlights.com, or you can call us at 843-412-5874, which is our office number, or you can reach me at 803-351-3007.
Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Okay, well, we've been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you for having me. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.